Yesterday on Twitter, one of the trending topics was hashtag millennial Olympic events. Millennial Olympic events.
Oh.
And it was mainly, honestly, it was mostly millennials poking fun at themselves, which is great. This one says, ski jumping to conclusions, synchronized selfies. This person says, so long as they're all getting a medal for taking part, that's all that matters. Hair curling.
Beard growing.
Figure vaping. Safe spacing. 100 meter meh.
Can't uneven bars.
The can't uneven bars is great. Again, these are millennial Olympic events. This
fleek
one,
styles. Fleek style skiing.
The triple who the hell is Axl Rose. Texting and walking. Tide pod eating.
Figure shaming. The biathlon.
Who has the most degrees but no job? The cryathon. Cryathlon. Synchronized escaping from wet skinny jeans. The can't even bars are the best, though. Baby boomer boxing.
There's a bunch of these. Oh, that's great, dash. Man.
Participation trophy tossing.
Pass the half pipe. The meh dull setter ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
Meh.
Avocado eating. Yeah. Competitive tweeting. Lots of good stuff on there. Yeah, millennial Olympic events. I watched the Olympics for about a hot second, and then I just have not been interested at all. It's awful.
I
feel like it's not even. How much longer does it go?
I want America to do as well as possible. I really do, and I hope all those who have made it to Pyeongchang are successful and get everything they want out of it. I'm with you. I haven't been watching. I kind of checked out.
Yeah, I did too.
I check to see. The first thing I do is when we come in, we go, okay, how'd the Americans do, you know, last night or yesterday or today as it's going on early in the morning or whatever. But I really, you know, otherwise,
meh.
We got our own meh little ceremony.
So you want to talk with Big D and Bubba? Dial him up 1-800-667-8686. That's 1-800-667-8686.